You're listening to SBS News.
Albert and his sons, Mohammed and Adnan, started their day at dawn on Thursday morning, joining thousands of other Muslims at Lakemba Mosque in Sydney's west for Eid prayers.
We all come to the mosque and to pray our Eid prayers, which is at 7:15 a.m. in the morning, and it's a nice time to come and get the environment of the Islamic people that have come to express their faith.
Eid marks the end of Ramadan, a holy month where Muslims fast from sunrise to sunset and strengthen their spiritual connection. For the 600,000 Muslims in Australia, the end of the fast is celebrated with 3 days of feasting. There's also plenty of time made to mingle and catch up with friends.
How are you going? You good?
Back home, Mum Rebecca has spent the past few days preparing for this celebration.
Can I please get 2 kilos of lamb necks and 2 kilos of wada anab, please?
Buying meat and vine leaves to make traditional Lebanese wada anab, mamul sweets, and toys for the kids.
Most of the preps would involve getting the presents ready, getting the kids' new Eid clothes ready, cooking the wada anab. Obviously, I don't roll the wada anab. I know I should, but I just don't have time. And then, getting the mahmood ready, just cleaning the house, I suppose, as well.
And now that the day is finally here, the family start their celebrations with a big breakfast, their first in a month.
It's usually a massive feast. Lots of kids, everyone's giving out money, and everyone's just wishing everyone congratulations on getting through Ramadan and congratulations on getting to the Eid.
While food and feasting is an important part of the celebrations, spending time with family is really what Eid is all about. And once they've finished their breakfast and open their presents, Rebecca, Albert and the kids will head to the cemetery to pay respects to family members who've passed before visiting the others.
It's our first year this year without my mother-in-law, Ali Hamul, may she rest in peace. She passed away last year, so this is the first Eid. It's a little bit harder for us, so we'll go visit her and pay our respects in the morning.
Present?
Yes, present.
Okay, which one? Which one do you want to open?
Present.
Yeah, you can open that one. Go. That's for Ali. Come sit. Sit down here. Turn around. Turn around this way.
Part of Eid celebrations is giving money to children, but Rebecca says she prefers to give her younger kids something more meaningful that they'll remember.
Seeing my kids' faces when they're opening the gifts the next day, that makes me really happy. I love my children, and any time that they're smiling, it makes me smile too.
We get mostly toys, we get mostly money, because on Eid, it's the best time to get money and toys.
My favourite thing to do is to go see my cousins on Eid, because I love my cousins, and you know it's hard to see them in Ramadan because we're all so busy.
A tradition echoed across many families on this special day.
Eid Mubarak.
Massilia Eiley, SBS News.